You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hi, it's Wednesday, July 17th, and The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is the announcement last night, the presentation last night by Elon Musk of the progress that his company has made in human-machine interfaces. This company, very secretive company he started called Neuralink. What they're trying to do is to create read-write access for machines and the brains so that ideally you could take electrical information from the brain and transmit it to computers, and so ideally you could transmit information back. The hypothesis is that early on you can do things like help people whose part of their brains have shut down, who aren't able to speak, help them speak, and then in the long run, upload information from other humans or share information across humans. The reason to do this is because A, it would solve a lot of medical problems, B, it would be incredibly cool, C, we'd learn all kinds of stuff, and D, as Elon pointed out, in a world with infinitely intelligent artificial intelligence, humans could become, I don't know, they wouldn't be in the best place. They could have machines as the overlord, unless humans are actually able to use machines in their own brains the same way. So that's the idea. So how far along is he? Well, there's a lot of really good engineering that impressed smart people who watched it. You know, a brain is a hard place to work, right? It's mushy. You know, you put a little electrode up there and the brain starts to grow on top of it. It's not a really terrific place for, I don't know, capturing electrical signals, sending information, or taking information out. So Musk has built these tiny robots, and actually the engineering seems pretty cool, and the robotics seem pretty cool. And in fact, it seems like the read access, the ability to understand signals that are being created in the brain, take them out and send them out to machines and help people that way, that actually seems pretty good. So that's impressive work. The write access, the send information into the brain in a way that the brain can understand, so that when you learn a language, you can send all the information to my brain and I learn the language, we're not close on that. And also there's going to be a lot of FDA approvals, and there's going to be a lot of things that this has to go through, and there's a lot that we don't know. So crazy far out science, really interesting hypotheses, fascinating philosophy, and a lot of work still to come, because I am not going to have read-write access on my brain, at least not tomorrow. All right, see you then.